I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Living Better in San Diego. I'm your host, Pepper. Descanso Town Hall, located in the Mountain Empire area of southeastern San Diego County, serves as a community hub dedicated to the preservation of the historical 1898 building. The Descanso Town Hall Association will be holding its 2025 Fair and Parade on Saturday, June 7th. On the line to tell us more is Susan Lancaster, Secretary for the Board of Directors of the Descanso Town Hall Association. Thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for letting us share our exciting event.
Start by telling us, what is the Descanso Town Hall Association?
Well, originally when the town hall was built, different people have owned it or tried to run it. And some of it was back in the early 1900s. It was a group of wealthy downtown businessmen. We were on the way to Julian Mine. So in one time, the town hall was run by a Boy Scout troop. So there's been some interesting history, but in the 1960s, a corporation was formed called the Descanso Town Hall Association. And so since the mid-60s, it's been run by a board of directors and coming from the Descanso community.
And what is the mission of the Descanso Town Hall Association?
Pretty simple. It's to keep the building in good shape and to provide a community event space and keep the association financially sound, because the building, being very, very old, needs a lot of maintenance.
And tell us a little about the location and history of the Descanso Town Hall.
Well, the hall is located in Descanso, which is about 35 miles from downtown, and it's 5 minutes from the Viejas Casino and Resort. So when we tell people how to get to Descanso, it's very simple to say, take the next exit past Viejas Casino, and it's about a couple miles to the Descanso Town Hall. So the community is very small, very rural. Everybody knows everybody. I always say it's like a small town in Iowa, but it's a fun place to live. The Viejas Grade Road is where Town Hall is located, and that was the road that went from San Diego through Alpine and into Descanso and then on up to Julian. And it was important when the Julian Gold Mine was operational and people needed to get there. So they stopped at Descanso, which means a place of rest. Now, the one funny story about Town Hall and how it got built is that when they were going to build the Hotel del Coronado, I guess in those days they just asked for a sailing ship to be filled up with clear redwood for building materials, and then they sent it down to San Diego. Well, they built the Hotel del. They had extra lumber left. So some of the lumber, they stopped in Alpine and built the Alpine Town Hall, which is now called the Women's Club. Much, much smaller than Town Hall. We don't know why. But then they brought the wood up to Descanso and built the town hall. So our interior and our floors and our siding are all solid redwood from the same redwood as the Hotel del Coronado.
And how did the parade and fair get started?
I don't know who exactly started it, but it was pretty much around 1898. We have a picture of the very first fair, and it was across the street from where the hall is now, next to the creek. And the picture shows a big, giant, old-fashioned revival tent. So that's when it started. And it's been going on pretty much every year. There have been years where COVID or some, you know, Spanish-American War or something got in the way. But pretty much it's a tradition here in Descanso. And the parade started much later. I'm thinking the fair was going on, and then they started having a little community parade, you know, with kids riding their horse down the street and things like that. But I don't know the exact date when the parade started. but it's going now.
I'm speaking with Susan Lancaster, Secretary for the Board of Directors for the Descanso Town Hall Association, about their annual fair and parade happening Saturday, June 7th. What are some of the activities that people can enjoy at the fair?
Well, sitting and watching an old-fashioned parade is the start. So the parade starts from 9 to 10, and it includes all sorts of local floats and groups and music and different things. And you might see a few kids on bicycles and a couple of kids on ponies still. And then at 10 o'clock, people come over to the hall. And the west side of the hall is kind of set up for the adults. And we have tables for eating, and we have the beer booth. A company called Burning Beard Brewery provides a couple of people to serve beer for us. And Big Sky Moon is going to play music in our bandstand, and we have a line dance teacher that will be giving instructions. Robin Smith teaches at our hall every Wednesday night, and so she'll be out there. And then inside the hall, we'll have about 10 craft vendors, and we're very careful to invite a variety because we only have limited space. So it's not 10 of the same kind of crafts. There's some really unusual crafts. Then on the east side of the building is the cakewalk, just an old-fashioned cakewalk. And we have a kids' snack bar, which has cotton candy, snow cones, popcorn, really yummy things. And then the kids' games are kind of old-fashioned. They throw a thing that knocks down these plastic bottles. It's a little fishing pole. We don't use real fish, though. We use little plastic fish. They also have a beanbag toss and a basketball shoot. And the kids get a ticket each time they succeed at the game. And then they have a prize booth that they can take all their tickets as they get them and buy different prizes at the prize booth. And then we have a horseshoe tournament up in our horseshoe pit that people sign up for when they get there.
What do we need to know about the logistics? Like, what time does the parade start? Where's the best place to watch it? And then when does the fair start?
When you come off the freeway, there's only one way to turn on Riverside Drive, and that's left. And you go down Riverside Drive, and there'll be Our Lady of Light Catholic Church on the left-hand side. And they let us use their parking lot during the fair and parade, which is really helpful. So that's a good place to park. And then if you walk just a little ways around the corner, I mean, it's a short walk, there's a Perkins Market and a post office. And that's a really good place to watch the parade because there's an announcer at that location, and the parade comes down the hill from Town Hall, goes around that corner, and heads out toward Highway 79. So the parade takes about an hour, 9 to 10. Then you'd have to walk up to the fair at the Town Hall, which is a little uphill, but maybe a good exercise during the day. But from 10 to 4 is the fair, and we'll start serving lunch at 10 o'clock. And we'll serve food until 4.
What are some of the other events that take place at the town hall?
We rent the town hall, which is our source of income, for weddings, for receptions, for anniversary parties, quinceañeras, showers, family gatherings. We have people that rent it for big family Thanksgivings and Christmas and Easter kinds of things. The Girl Scouts meet on a certain day. The Descanso Planning Group meets once a month. The Water Company meets there once a month. And then during the year, we had a Mardi Gras party in March, and we will have a big event during the summer. We haven't exactly clarified the definition of it. We've had murder mystery parties, and we will have an Oktoberfest on the first Saturday in October. So we're pretty busy.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been speaking with Susan Lancaster, Secretary for the Board of Directors of the Descanso Town Hall Association, about the 2025 Fair and Parade taking place Saturday, June 7th. How can people learn more about the parade, fair, or Descanso Town Hall Association?
There's a couple of ways. You can go to our website, which is descansotownhall.org, or we have a Facebook page, Descanso Town Hall, or you can email me, secretary@descansotownhall.org.
And anything else you want us to know?
Well, I think that sometimes people think we're too far away, but the peaceful rural countryside is spectacular. And it really isn't a bad drive. It's Interstate 8, and then it's about 2 miles off the freeway and no windy roads. So it's really easy to get to, and it's a little bit of a historical venue in that we are a historical landmark, and it gets a feeling when you see how beautiful the area is.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, and I hope this year's Descanso Town Hall Fair and Parade is a huge success.
Thank you so much for sharing our information.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.